Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is this a breakupable offense?
Probably.
She was using the bathroom at her boyfriend's house, didn't have any toilet paper. He refused to get her some. This is her viral TikTok.
I'm breaking up with the guy I'm dating because of what he did to me while I was on the toilet the other day. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm being so serious right now. So I'm at his house. There's no toilet paper. I'm like, damn. Hey, babe, could you please grab me some toilet paper? He said, no. I already told you that bathroom's out of toilet paper. Sorry.
What, to teach her a lesson?
No, but that's the stupidest lesson to teach. Yeah, Jess Jacobson went on TikTok and was like, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend because he refused to get me toilet paper.
So she dumped more than one thing in that bathroom.
She's feeling so much lighter these days.
Right.
For me, this would be enough just because I forget which relationship expert talked about this, but there's this big study that's been going around social media that talks about, and I wouldn't call this a bid for attention, but there's this relationship expert that can predict when people are going to get divorced based off of how they respond to small bids for attention or bids for help. And to me, this shows me everything I need to know about their relationship, that you were so stubborn that you would rather be right than help out your partner.
Yeah. Right. And you have no sense of when it's time to play. That's how I would feel, because this is not the time.
Yeah. Not on the pot.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm on the pot.
All right. So, Mo, your friend who is a tattoo artist and ghosted somebody he was tattooing and you called him out. We have to get an update to see if he finally sucked it up and owned his artistry and went back and finished that dang tattoo.
Yeah, I felt like he had to make this right. I mean, just to be right with the universe. And so I did call him out for it. If you missed this story the first time, a friend of mine, he heard the story and wanted me to clarify, which I'll get to in a minute. But he was never truly a professional tattoo artist. It was something that he did on the side, but he got really good at it.
Okay.
And he tattooed a lot of different people. One of the people who he tattooed, I didn't know her, but apparently my family knew her, and he did like half of her tattoo on her forearm. And it was like a dragon with some fire, in which I was shocked because the last time I left him and he was doing tattoos, he was doing like pretty much stick figures and things of that nature. I don't know when this man got to be able to do dragons, but kudos to him. So apparently he did it, and he realized halfway through it that he didn't like it and he didn't know how to fix it. So it was the first time that he'd ever done a tattoo that he looked at and completely didn't like. And he felt bad. He felt so bad, in fact, that he stopped tattooing. Now, when my family ran into this person, she loved it. She was like, how is my friend doing? I haven't heard from him in a while because he never finished my tattoo.
So she was cool with it.
She was fine with it. Didn't see anything wrong with it. She was cool. Then I find this out and I immediately go to him. And I'm like, bro, I've been told that you are out here ghosting people on tattoos. So he kind of looks at me like, yeah, that's kind of true. Now, he claims he didn't ghost her. He retired. That's what he claims. He retired from tattooing, and he got rid of all of his stuff, and he just wasn't doing it anymore because he was that disappointed in himself that that's why he stopped. But I'm like, either way, she's under the impression that you were going to finish it, and she likes it. She doesn't even hate it. In my mind, I could understand if she was, like, looking for you and cursing your workout and putting all of this pressure on you to finish it. I would kind of understand why you would feel like, all right, I need to just back out of this altogether, and I would at least help her get to a professional to fix it. But he just decided it was too much for him. He was done with it all. So I speak to my family, and turns out that they actually saved her number, hoping that I would get to my friend, and then my friend would get in contact with her, which is exactly what happened. So I ended up seeing my friend over over the holidays, over the vacation, and I spoke to him about it. And at first, he was a bit hesitant. He was like, man, I haven't tattooed in so long, and I don't even know if I want to reopen that. And I was like, bro, you have to fix this. Like, you just have to. I mean, this person is running around not, like, actually speaking highly of you. And I can't imagine being in her situation and still having anything nice to say about you at all. So the fact that she is not even throwing dirt on your name, she loves the tattoo. Like, you have to make this right. I don't even know how you're sleeping at night not making this right. And he thought about it for a while. And he was like, you know what? You're right. And apparently he's been thinking about getting back into tattooing anyway. So he saw it as like, maybe this is the means to me getting started again by fixing this and then actually getting back to a craft that he enjoyed doing. So I made him text her like literally right then and there. Like me, my friends, we were all together. I was like, you got to text her right now. Like, because I know you. You'll say you're going to do it and you don't do it. And he did it. We gave him the number. He texted her. They spoke. And they came up with a date for him to finish the tattoo. And he's going to do it. And he's going to fly her out because she doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, what?
So he's actually going to pay for her plane ticket and do the tattoo. And then he looks at me like, are you happy now?
It's not about me, bro.
it's not about me. But she will get her tattoo fixed and he's going to make it right. And then hopefully all will be well with my friend in the universe.
And how long has it been since he first put the tattoo on her?
It's been about 2-3 years, I believe.
2-3 years that she's been walking around with half a tattoo.
With a dragon with no fire.
The Burt Show.